The Brookings School Board approves a plan to deal with missed school days. So far, there have been 10 missed days in the district this school year. 9 are weather-related. 1 was missed because of a threat. Superintendent Clint Willard says, first part of the plan, no more early release Wednesdays.
Beginning as early as Wednesday, March 27th, no longer have early release time for our students. That we would go full instructional days. That adds, as you will note in the notes, approximately 1.5 instructional days worth of time to our overarching calendar.
Willard says he ran that by the Brookings Ministerial Association. They were supportive. Also, 7 days tacked on to the end of the school year. The last day of school had been set for May 21st.
That was a noon dismissal. However, we would make May 21st a full day as we would the 22nd and 23rd. Then coming back, we would have graduation as scheduled. Seniors would not need to come back to school. But then the last 4 days of May would continue with student contact days.
And graduation will still be held May 26th.
I don't, knock on wood, envision we're going to miss any more days, but we feel that this gives us enough meat so that if we do miss a day, we're still meeting certainly the minimum requirements. I don't think we want to manage to minimums. I think we want to maximize the student contact time that we can.
On a related note, the district spent $54,000 on snow removal through the end of February. That's about $9,000 more than had been budgeted for the whole school year.